Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yep, here we go. Getting underway for Monday. Hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. As always, we kick off the work week here on Monday in rare form, ready to go. And some special tips for you today on car buying to begin the program. But as always, all the topical day's news will make their way onto the airwaves today. Here's how you join me if you want to be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. My text line number, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And my email address, as always, very simply, bob@1063word.com. You know, when you go to buy a car, there are all kinds of upper hand advantages that they have in the dealership that you may not know about, little subtle things they can do to kind of steer you in one direction or another, which brings me to my opening guest today. She is Lisa Copeland, well known across the automotive industry as a leading expert on how to increase car sales for dealerships, and herself a dealership principal. And now the other side of the desk, Lisa, giving consumers the upper hand, sharing some of your car buying secrets in your new book, Car Buying Her Way, The Fierce Girl's Roadmap to the Car of Your Dreams. Welcome, Lisa. Good to have you here.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You were never at one of those throw their keys on the roof so they can't leave dealership, so were you?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah.
No. I prided myself on being very consumer-centric.
Nice. The idea, I guess, has been around for a long time, Lisa, that perhaps women were less knowledgeable about cars, and I think that probably has gone the way of the dodo bird. And yet, your book, Car Buying Her Way, The Fierce Girl's Roadmap to the Car of Your Dreams, is directed primarily at women, right? Why is that?
You know, it's directed for every consumer, but I feel like, you know, women, you're right. Women know what cars are, but women love to shop. And we shop when we're happy. We shop when we're sad. We shop when we're mad. We shop when we're glad, right? But we don't like to shop for cars. And
yeah,
it's not because we don't like to shop. We don't like the experience. So the book is really to give women an experiential guide how to go in completely armed to the car dealer, so that they can enjoy the experience and celebrate the purchase of their new car.
Nice. Well, that's the old saying, right, Lisa? Forewarned is forearmed. And having been on the other side, you certainly know what kind of ways the dealership can legally and in a sense, I guess, ethically as well, kind of manipulate the buyer into getting a yes instead of a no, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I know all the tricks of the trade, 35 years.
Wow.
So, and I put them all in the book.
Nice. Give us a few things, a few roadmaps along the way, a few signposts of what people should look out for when they're going in to deal with a dealership.
You know, first and foremost, do your homework. You know, go to the dealer's website, look at the social media ratings, look at who they are and what they stand for. Let's start there. Pick out the car that you want online, because the website price is always lower than the price on the sticker, of course.
Right.
But that at least gives you a starting point to know where the dealer's going to start will be that internet price. Don't ever start at the window sticker.
Gotcha.
Number three, you know, get your car appraised online. TrueTrade.com, I love. All you have to do is put in your license plate number and the mileage on your car, super easy, and they will give you a starting point on your trade-in. So now you know what car you want and what the starting price is. It's the internet price. You know what your trade is worth, and then you call your bank or your credit union and you find out what their rate is on a new or used car, and that gives you another starting point. Make an appointment with a car salesman prior to going to the dealership, preferably with the internet department, so you're not going in cold. you've done your homework, and you ought to be able to get in and out of there in an hour or two.
So actually what you're suggesting, if I understand you correctly, and we're talking with Lisa Copeland, who has been in the automotive industry for years and knows all the tricks of the trades, you should make your initial contact with the dealership through the internet rather than, say, calling up and getting a salesman or a sales manager called on the phone?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The internet managers are already set to give the lowest prices because they've been published on the website already.
Right, right. That's interesting. I was unaware, Lisa, of the website that you mentioned where you can essentially get a starting point for the trade-in value of your car. That was True Trade.
Isn't
that right? TrueTrade.com, is that right?
Yes, sir. TrueTrade.com.
I guess, in a way, Lisa, in reviewing some of the stuff in your book, it's kind of like the mafia guys say it's not personal, it's only business. And that's pretty much the attitude that you should take as well?
It's absolutely the attitude. You know, and the other thing is, you know, be careful about buying signals when you go in. And women were famous for it. We walk in like, oh, my God, I love it. I have to have it.
Right.
And that just sends a salesman over the side. He's like, okay. You know, high emotion, low intelligence. And that's never a position position we want to be in when we're negotiating, right?
Yeah.
So, ladies, we got to play poker, and it's really hard for us to do. See, I even get excited talking about it. It's hard for us to do. When I see something I love, I can't help myself.
Sure.
But we need to. We need to. Because the second that they think that they've got a buyer on their hands, you know, you start losing your negotiating power immediately.
Yeah.
Because the salesperson goes into the sales manager and says, oh my God, boss, she loves this car.
Yeah.
You know, start her here.
Right.
I mean, they used to do it to me when I was the sales manager.
Yeah. Right. And it's funny because, you know, especially if you're in a position of, say you're buying a brand new car for the first time, you've always had clunkers, you know, starting out, you just got out of college and you were driving whatever, and you're going to go buy your first new car. It's hard to contain your emotions, you know, where it's, oh, Jesus, this is what I've always wanted and all that stuff. But that really works against you as a negotiating principle.
Oh, it does. Absolutely. And you know, honestly, it works in any sale, right? It works against you.
Sure.
Cars, houses, anything that you've got to go in and negotiate, because that's what salespeople are trained to do.
Mm-hmm.
They are trained to read emotion.
Interesting.
They are. And the more emotional you are and the more tied you are to the product, then they start negotiating from a different point of view.
Yeah.
They start, you know, using like the takeaway clauses because they know that you don't want them to take it away. So now all of a sudden it's the takeaway close versus getting to the bottom price close.
Yeah. You mentioned negotiating and you spent a pretty good amount of time on that in the book about being careful when negotiating, and you suggest always negotiating everything separately. What do you mean by negotiating everything separately, Lisa?
Well, so many times when you're in working a car deal, they try to work it with, you know, put $5,000 down and your payments are $350 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then they really try to skate over all of the other important elements of the deal. So that's the actual price you're paying for the car, the trade-in amount, the interest rate that they're going to charge you. And then I'm a firm believer everybody needs a service contract and gap insurance. Like, I really believe you need it.
Really?
And so, yeah, and all of that gets usually rolled into the payment. And,
sure.
And the service contract is negotiable by a minimum of $500.
Okay.
Every single time. Every single time. I don't care what they tell you.
And you suggest, well, you don't suggest, you come right out and say never negotiate based on what the monthly payment will be or on what the down payment will be, right?
Yeah, never, ever, ever. I mean, the down payment and the monthly payment should come after you have negotiated the price of the car.
Gotcha.
And the trade-in. And then at that point, you decide as the consumer what you are comfortable putting down.
Well, Lisa, this is great that you have shared your experience on the other side of the desk in the automotive industry. I think there's a lot of good stuff in here that people can use and take with them when they arm themselves before going in for that negotiation. The book is called Car Buying Her Way, The Fierce Girl's Roadmap to the Car of Your Dreams, but it's really for everybody. Lisa Copeland. Lisa, thanks a lot for your time today, and thanks for writing the book. I think it's going to help some people.
Thanks for having me on, and thanks to your listeners.
My pleasure. Thank you. Hope you have a good day. 3:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll take a first break here, and then when we come back on the other side, tomorrow evening the president will officially be announcing for re-election. A bunch of Various county party groups are holding announcement watch parties around the state. I'll tell you where they'll be here in the upstate. And I'll tell you what I am sick to death of, too. I am up to here with all these polls. Biden beating Trump by 9. Crazy Bernie beating Trump by 10. Everybody, Poca, Honky, all of them beating Donald Trump in the polls. And I don't believe it for a minute. We'll be right back here on the Bobby Mac Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Even though it's Monday, we find ourselves on the road to Shambhala. One reason for that, did you know, Miss Moneypenny? Did you know that today is Happy Ride Your Motorcycle to Work Day? That's right. All right. Yeah, so happy Ride Your Motorcycle to Work Day today. Yeah, and please look around and watch out for the folks on the bikes there. As I mentioned, tomorrow evening, President Trump will officially be announcing for re-election. Various county party groups holding announcement watch parties to help promote the campaign. Although it's not going to do any good if you look at the polling data, Trump's going to get trounced by everybody. Yeah. Yeah, right. I'm holding my breath for that. Who's going to beat him? Beto O'Rourke, who was in the upstate over the weekend? He says, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Ooh. That was some scary one, boys and girls. So here in Greenville, the watch party, 645 Greenville GOP headquarters, 850 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. You can get more information by going to facebook.com/events, and you'll find the link there. Let's see, where else? Spartanburg County GOP, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Buffalo Wild Wings, 1494 W.O. Ezel Boulevard. And those are the two big local ones that I see there. Now, I mentioned this polling stuff. There was even a Fox poll. This stuff is so blatantly obvious, trying to persuade the electorate that Donald Trump cannot win re-election, even though incumbents historically have a huge advantage. And if you look at the economy, virtually everything else, the deregulation that's going on, the number of constitutional jurists that are going into district courts and the Supreme Court. The president has accomplished a great deal in spite of the headwinds put up by Pelosi and Schumer and Adam Schiff and the rest of them. And yet this, a nationwide Fox News poll released yesterday shows President Trump trailing former VP Joe Biden and no fewer than four other Democrat contenders as early campaigning for the 2020 election begins to gain steam. Now, why else would they put this stuff out? We're a year and a half away. What does a poll today, what relevance does that have to what may transpire in the next year and a half? A separate survey of battleground states by CBS, there's another unbiased source, shows Democrats strongly favor Biden as the candidate most likely to beat Trump in next year's elections. The Fox poll showed Biden leading Trump by 49-39 among all registered voters nationwide. Wait a minute. Among all registered voters nationwide. So they polled every voter? I don't think so. While crazy Bernie held nearly the same advantage over the president, 49-40. Holding edges of 1 or 2 points over Trump, albeit within the poll's 3-point margin of error, were Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Mayor Pete Beetlejuice of South Bend, Indiana. Okay. Yeah, right. Here's one answer to that. More than 40 hours before President Donald Trump will announce his reelection bid in Orlando, supporters started lining up outside the Amway Center. Trump supporters started camping out this morning, with the first one showing up at 2:30 a.m. The rally is scheduled to begin 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Gary Beck, Trump supporter from Panama City, was the first in line. That's in the panhandle. He went from the panhandle to Orlando to be there for this? There's going to be a bunch of people, and it's going to be pretty intense, Mr. Beck said. The electricity is going to be high. It's time for America to get back on its feet and be made better than it's ever been before. The president tweeting today, the rally looks to be setting records. The Amway Center in Orlando seats 20,000 people. They have more than 100,000 ticket requests. The president tweeted, we're building large movie screens outside so we can take care of everybody. The visit marks the president's first campaign event in Orlando since he ended his 2016 presidential campaign with a thank you tour stop at the Central Florida Fairgrounds. Wow. And there are pictures here. Road closed out in front of it. Yeah. Yeah, but he's trailing Biden by 10, you know. He's got no chance against crazy Bernie or Biden. In on the text line, love the show, Bobby. Look forward to it every day. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, in my experience as a customer in used car dealerships, a salesman wearing loud leisure suits with white shoes is a red flag. Yeah, Herb Tarlick from WKRP in Cincinnati. Speaking as an old geezer, Bob, I don't like these new sales tactics that they use today any more than any woman would. And I had a salesman hold my keys until I told the sales manager that either he could give me my keys back or I would do it, and he had 2 minutes. And yeah, he got them back for me, and I went to another dealership and bought a new car the same day. There are places that do that, and they're referred to as throw your keys on the roof dealerships. Bobby, did she mean truecar.com/trade instead? TrueTrade.com is not a website. Another one said that they also got something related. Yeah, thank you. I put in TRUE, and that was a finance stock market website. Didn't make sense. Yeah, True Trade, as in Wall Street trading. The one for automobiles that Lisa Copeland was talking about is TRU Trade, TrueTrade.com. And it's on the website. I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. It's on our Facebook page by now as well, and information about Lisa's book as well. Bob, MSRP started after Nixon imposed wage and price controls. It's a price at which a maker can sell an item at the frozen price for 5 years and still be profitable. Gotcha. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center to bring you up to speed. I am right back on the other side here on the Monday, Can't Trust That Day edition.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thank you. That is what we do for 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. You got Bob and the Bobettes in the air everywhere. Yours truly in the air chair, the attack dog on the right. And, of course, the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the callers, and making sure that the trains run on time. And, of course, as you just heard, little Annie back in the news center, keeping you up to speed with what is going on. It is fun. And you were a part of it because you're out there on the speaker side of this whole equation. To the phones we go. Vern is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Vern, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mack, it's Vern, not Vern.
Sorry, Burn, as in...
No problem.
As in feel the burn?
You got it. on the polls, we used to do polls all the time with the newspapers here. And polls, listen to what the question is, look at what the sample is.
Yep.
All the polls you have cited are asking a nationwide electoral vote who would win the popular vote. They're not asking the question of who. It's not predictive of who would win the presidency.
Yeah, and I love the way they phrase some of these questions. I mean, I didn't see any of the phraseology in these, but it wouldn't surprise me if one of the questions was not, don't you think that the bad orange man should not be reelected?
Well, maybe, but they don't have to. In my experience, they don't have to ask that kind of question.
Of course not.
If they're asking the whole United States who's going to win the vote if held tomorrow, you know, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Igor won the popular vote.
Yep.
But it's the Electoral College, and I've never, ever seen a poll that is structured on the Electoral College because you would need a statistically valid sample of 500 people from each state to get a 4% margin of error.
Yeah,
I think you would
essentially have to have a bank of Cray supercomputers to even be able to run that kind of thing.
Yeah, and to get that many people to answer the phone in a specified period of time is crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think that's the takeaway is the value that you can put on this is, you know, statistically, what are they really asking? What's the question? That has no predictive capability. You know, it's all in the construction of the sample.
Yep.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in for you.
I appreciate it. And didn't the pollsters prove unequivocally the value of their worth in 2016 when right up until 9 o'clock on election night, they were assuring us it was a 99% chance that Hillary was going to be the next president of the United States.
Oh, yeah, and she was picking out the fireworks colors.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The champagne corks were popping. Too bad.
You got it.
Heartbreaking. Thank you, Byrne. I appreciate the call. Now, here's another aspect of this as well. CNN pundit Brian Stelter pondered aloud if news organizations want Trump impeached for business purposes. Yes, you're right. This does fall into the rhetorical question category. News outlets, and I use those words loosely when I talk about CNN and MSLSD, news outlets often bill themselves as gatekeepers of the truth, with slogans such as CNN's Facts First and the Washington Post, Democracy Dies in Darkness. Well, how would they recognize democracy? And in the second place, America's not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic, as you well know. But in any event, CNN pundit Brian Stelter suggested yesterday that money, clicks, and ratings could influence their coverage too. Well, no kidding. Thank you, Brian, for belaboring the obvious, telling us what we already knew. Stelter raised the question during a conversation on his show Reliable Sources. They should be unreliable sources, seen by virtually no one, because it's on CNN, about whether or not the press wants to see President Trump impeached. Washington Post columnist Margaret Sullivan, a guest on the show, said impeachment, quote, is in the air, but denied that the media had much to do with it. Right. What about the business model, though, Stelter said? Don't websites want those clicks? Don't television networks want those ratings that would come from impeachment hearings? See, that's just what a big idiot he is. Back during the Watergate hearings, the only thing that the networks, there were only three, but, well, C-SPAN was still around, but three commercial networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, you know, all they were doing was taking off Days of Our Lives and Queen for a Day. They weren't losing that much money. Now, of course, daytime TV is big dough. Sullivan responded that news executives may want impeachment to occur because it would be good for business. That may be going on in the background or in corporate offices, but I don't think that journalists even really think that way, Sullivan said. How would she know? She's not a journalist herself. She works for the Washington Post. She's a propagandizer. DePaul University professor and media critic Jeffrey McCall told Fox News the media should be trying to follow the news developments on impeachment as opposed to putting itself in a position to lead the movement. Certainly, there are corners of the media world that have gone beyond reporting about possible impeachment to actually fueling the speculation by sparking the news agenda within impeachment content. If impeachment becomes necessary, it should be the citizens and Congress generating the momentum, and the media should report about it. The media has already lost credibility for letting business models dictate news content, as partly demonstrated by 2 years of breathless Mueller probe hearings coverage. The professor said such a plan could even backfire. The impeachment story has been in place for most of Trump's presidency, and it could well be that citizens already have their minds made up about the matter and wouldn't necessarily rush to absorb the proceedings. In a sense, the nation has already seen a 2-year media impeachment process. Wow. A study by MRC, Media Research Center, revealed the term impeachment was recently mentioned 363 times in 24 hours, with 198 of the references coming from CNN. Newsbusters managing editor Chris Houck told Fox News it's nonsense to suggest the liberal media are not rooting for President Trump to be impeached. It makes sense, too, considering how many in the press have suggested the president is suffering from Alzheimer's, dementia, or any number of diseases and illnesses, when ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and MSNBC say or suggest we're in a constitutional crisis 386 times in one day, or talk about impeaching him 363 times in a day, it is almost impossible to argue that these networks are not rooting for impeachment and believe it would help their ratings, except for CNN, but they're a long-lost cause in the ratings race. No kidding. You know who beats CNN? Cartoon Network? HGTV? Yeah. CNN. If they didn't have big corporate ownership, they'd be toast. They would have fired everybody and started over. Now, Bobby, they never ask me who I'm voting for, and last time I looked, I'm a registered voter. Bob, didn't they say Hillary would win also right up to the election? Polls are useless, especially when they have a design behind them. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Got a real nice extended edition today of good news stories for you. We'll get to those when I come right back on the other side here on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. Mine was terrific. Thank you. Got nice gifts from our little girl Megan, my little terrier friend, our little West Highland White Terrier. She gave me a Tommy Bahama T-shirt that has doggies on it. And my baby doll Brenda gave me a brand new golf belt, which is very nice as well. Appreciate that. And nice cards, too. Funny cards. I should have taken pictures of them and put them on our Facebook page. I'll do that tonight. I'll take pictures of them when I get home, and you can see them on our Facebook page. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, when I first got out of the service, my brother-in-law got me selling cars for a living. I did okay, but he didn't like the pressure in selling that they advocated. Went back to school and did well. Good. Good for you. Yeah, it's not for everybody. Now, Bobby, the only reason HGTV hasn't always had better ratings than CNN is because CNN is the only thing to watch at all the airports. That's true. They pay CNN. Pays the airports to have them on there. Bobby, in 40 years of voting, I've never been asked by phone who I will be voting for. I bet your listeners are close to the numbers that CNN has worldwide. Yeah, probably so. All right, here we go with today's good news stories. Three really nice stories today in the good news file, so I wanted to lump them all together and share them with you. A few years ago, there's a now 7-year-old, then 4-year-old in Cleveland, Ohio, named Alex Walker, who has epilepsy. So she has been in and out of hospitals her entire life. She wanted to give some of the other kids in the hospital some toys, some stuffed animals. But, of course, they couldn't have hers because of contagion or can have any germs. They're only allowed to have new toys that nobody has used yet. So she took, when she was 4, she took all the money in her piggy bank, a whopping $65, and bought 13 teddy bears. Since then, she's bought another 400 plush toys by collecting donations and selling tomato plants that she grows herself. GoFundMe.com does a thing called Kid Hero, where they highlight one child a month who's doing great things, and Alex has been named their Kid Hero for June, and here she is. Well, good for you, Alex. You're off to a good start. Every month, Alex and her mom deliver the stuffed animals to kids at the Cleveland Clinic, and now they'll get to hand out a lot more with their selection as Kid Hero of the Month, and donations have been flooding in. Last time we checked, her total was over $18,000. That's a bunch of stuffed animals. If you want to help out, search for Alex's Fluffy Buddies for Kids at GoFundMe.com. Alex's Fluffy Bunnies for Kids. 94-year-old guy in Chicago, never graduated high school because he left to serve his country in World War II. Earlier this year, his son got his former school to give him a diploma. And just in time for Father's Day, he got to put on his cap and gown and walk across the stage at this year's graduation. William Wagner is that 94-year-old World War II veteran's name. He had his 94th birthday back in March, but for Father's Day, got to go to graduation. His son pulled some strings, got his old high school in Chicago to include him in this year's graduation ceremony, and last Thursday walked across the stage in his cap and gown. So, congratulations, and thank you for your service. There's one more, too, and we'll get to that a little bit later in the program today, and that's closer to home. Good news story from North Carolina. And to take a break for the news here at the top of the hour, back on the other side. Hour number two is on the way in the Bobby Mack Show here on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.